OYO Hotels and Homes CEO Ritesh Agarwal and CFO Abhishek Gupta have likely created a separate vehicle for their personal investments in startups, a media report said. Agarwal and Gupta may pool their investments into a firm named Raga Partners LLP, which was set up on March 5, 2016, the Economic Times reported, citing data platform Paper.vc. The two are and LSQO, designated partners and SQO, at Raga. OYO Chief Operating Officer Arbinav Sinar, Chief Supply Officer Ayush Mathur and Business Development Head Anuj Tapal are named as partners at Raga, the report said. Agarwal has transferred his shares in bus pooling app Shuttle to Raga, the report said. In another development, the Economic Times reported that a consortium of private equity firm CX Partners, the Asian Development Bank, ADB, and International Finance Corporation, IFC, could acquire a stake of about 80% in non-bank lender Indian School Finance Company Private Limited, ISFC. Citing two people aware of the development, the report said that the deal value could be around $50 million, 355 crore rupees. Of this, about $37 million will be primary capital while the remaining amount will provide a partial exit to US-based investor Grey Matters Capital and a complete exit to Hyderabad-based Caspian Advisors. Grey Matters and Caspian had planned to exit ISFC after non-banking financial company Manipuram Finance Limited had agreed last July to acquire an 85.39% stake in the school financier for 212.20 crore, around $31 million. However, the Reserve Bank of India subsequently raised concerns about the deal. In June this year, IFC proposed to invest up to $30 million in ISFC via equity and debt. Meanwhile, Shriram Capital Limited plans to merge units Shriram Transport Finance Company Limited and Shriram City Union Finance Limited with itself, Mint reported, citing people familiar with the plan. The move is aimed at helping investors Piramal Enterprises Limited and TPG Capital sell their stakes in the companies, the report said. Piramal Enterprises and TPG have been looking to exit the Shriram Group companies for the past few months. Piramal Enterprises chairman Ajay Piramal first confirmed looking into the possibility of the merger in April. He reiterated this last week. In June, Piramal Enterprises sold its entire stake in Shriram Transport. It also holds a 20% stake in Shriram Capital and 10% in Shriram City Union. Piramal had started invested in the group in 2013. It plans to use the proceeds from the stake sale to inject capital into its lending businesses and repay its debts.